fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 13th day of February, year of our Lord 2023. Yes, we do something I'm proud of saying we do every morning here at Republic Broadcasting. We start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Therefore, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to get your body armor and gas mask now, good high quality civilian gas masks, most of the military ones you really don't want, and high quality body armor. It's gotten much lighter and much better and much less expensive, quite frankly. Okay, and we do a patient waiting green room. My friend Andrew is here to discuss the events of the day and how incorporating EMP devices will help you have some peace of mind and be protected from lightning at the same time. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I've got some breaking news here. United States State Department has released the following notice. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart immediately. Exercise increased caution due to the risk of wrongful detentions. Do not travel to Russia. Now, that's the last step before the embassy itself closes and leaves town, isn't it?
Yes, that's normally the last step. It makes sense. It's surprising, or it's not surprising to me whatsoever, especially with everything that's going on currently within our country and overseas.
Well, the D-Day invasion on the 6th day of June 1944 was about 144,000 troops. The largest amphibious invasion in modern times. What the Russians have on the border of Ukraine right now is 500,000 troops, 1,800 tanks, more than 3,000 armored vehicles. They don't mention how many thin-skinned trucks to supply logistics. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but plenty of artillery to go along with it. and it's called, or calling their invasion day Z, as in zebra, Z Day, whatever that means. It must mean something to them. But this is, and there's a lot of American troops in Ukraine right now, and the entire 101st Airborne right next door in Poland. This could spin out of control widely very quickly, couldn't it?
It absolutely could. You know, I feel like we've never been closer to an actual World War III than we are right now. You know, we've discussed several times, but who knows what the actual trigger is or when it's actually started. But it feels like it's there, and it feels like, you know, my question, and we might have discussed this before, but if not, I think it's interesting, is you and I both know the power of the Russian military and what they're actually capable of doing. And they sent in the C team.
Right.
For over a year now. You know, they've started to escalate a little bit, but the question to me is why?
That's a good question. I don't have a quick or easy answer for that. A couple of things come to mind. Perhaps they wanted to build up and strengthen their regular forces over a period of a year, which would take about a year to do that, by the way, build up their logistical chains. And so forth in preparation for the real push. Now, what they were, I know many of the troops that Russia put in there were from the southern Muslim mm-hmm. provinces of Russia, which would take political pressure off the Russians themselves, the white Russians, the Caucasian Russians, sure. by having the Muslim troops die instead of the Caucasian Russians die. It's a strategy that nothing's left to chance when it comes to major events like this. The
right.
Russian general staff, I'm sure, did very careful planning as to what the capabilities of the Ukraine military were, what their own capabilities mm-hmm. were, how they wanted this to play out, over what period of time, what their goals were.
Right.
Now, we have had confirmation by an Israeli source that there was an attempt between the Russia government and the Ukraine government to have a ceasefire that was brought to a halt by the NATO allies. That's very mm-hmm. disturbing, isn't it?
That is quite disturbing. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. That's interesting as well. Holy cow.
Yeah, that came up. That news came up after our show last Monday about the Israeli, high-level Israeli official bringing that to light. What legitimate reason could there be for NATO forces not wanting peace? No legitimate reason I can think of. Can you think of one?
No, I can't think of any whatsoever. It doesn't make sense unless there's some kind of variable that we're missing.
Well, it makes sense if you don't want peace, you want something else. You want continued war at the least, perhaps an expanded war at the most. I can't think of a third alternative, can you?
No, I can't either.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, these events are at a level that I can't do anything about. Andrew can't do anything about, at least directly. So what are we left with? We're left with monitoring these events, determining what threat, if any, there would be for the people we love and care about, and then doing mitigation to do the best we can to survive whatever's coming at us. Right, Andrew?
That's absolutely right. Everybody, very sadly, has a high likelihood of being on your own. You need to take care of yourself and your family.
Now, this is not going to be a repeat of World War II. It will not. Now, World War II, Russia was our ally. And one of the difficulties we've had, and Tucker Carlson pointed this out, and it's been expanded by my friend Jeff Nyquist, the CIA involvement in the assassination of President Kennedy, which is pretty well documented. Apparently, the Russian intelligence services were able to penetrate the CIA to accomplish that goal. In 1963, which meant, of course, the CIA was only about 16 years old at the time. It began in 1947. 1963 would have been 16 years later. I have every reason to believe that Russian intelligence services did not discontinue their penetration of our intelligence services. It probably continued to this day, don't you think?
I do. I believe that. I believe it's not just the Russians, but also the Chinese as well, who are heavily embedded in our country, in our government, and in our military as well. They've continued, is my opinion, and I think that they are heavily rooted currently in our government as well.
Well, I agree with you on one hand. On the other, ethnic Chinese aren't Caucasian, so they can't appear to be patriotic, naturally born Americans that easily. Or
right.
Caucasian Russians obviously can and do, and they have. So without getting into the nuances of who's done what and to what extent, Russian Sputznuts, and very few Americans know what the acronym Sputznuts stands for. It's S-P-E-T-S-N-A-Z. It's an acronym for about 8 Russian words, or about 2 feet long. That's the Russian Special Forces. And within the Special Forces community, worldwide, all the various Special Forces troops in every country, the Sputznuts are held in high regard for their training, their discipline, their capabilities. Aren't they, Andrew?
They absolutely are. They're a very, very strong force, highly trained, and known worldwide.
Known and respected worldwide for their capabilities.
That's right.
And there are Russian Sputznuts in this country who speak English better than my hillbilly neighbors, quite frankly, they do. I know that for a fact. They are Caucasian. They look like they could have been on your local high school football team. Just look like just a regular guys. They speak regular English. English that's appropriate for what region you're in. The Sputznuts in Texas have a Texas accent. The ones in the Bronx have a Bronx accent. And they fit in quite well, and you would never know the difference, would you, Andrew?
No, you wouldn't. And to my understanding, what more than likely has been done is, you know, these countries, whether, you know, Russia, it clearly is easier for them to blend in, but also China has sent families over to the United States many years ago who are, you know, deeply embedded in our communities, you know, but also are spying for their country. And, you know, even for the Chinese, to my understanding, is you really wouldn't know. Look at that politician that just was caught last year dating a Chinese spy. That kind of thing, I think, happens more often than we even know.
Right, you were talking about Eric Swalwell?
That's right, yes, that's his name.
I think they were past dating. that was a very intimate relationship.
Right, right.
But, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the basic mission statement of Sputznuts is two things, assassinations and destroying, blowing things up, for want of a better word. And of course, intelligence gathering would be another part of their mission statement. So this will not be a World War II second version. This will be an entirely different war, with Americans won't know who to trust, literally. They will not know who to trust, will they?
That's certainly very, very possible. You know, you really wouldn't know. And that's a big concern for me is, you know, how are spies in the United States influencing our current government? Huge concern. You know, how is it influencing policy, decision-making? So it's something that people need to be aware of, and it's highly probable.
Let's do a segue here to these shoot-downs of these unidentified flying objects. The F-22 pilots over Alaska, did that shoot-down. They said that the whatever this object was interfering with their censoring devices. Now, that's a very high level of sophistication and technology to be able to interfere with the sensors on an F-22, isn't it?
It is. That's very, very advanced technology. I'm interested to hear more about the reports coming out. You know, there was the report of the one shot down over Lake Huron, which was octagonal in shape, with something, you know, dangling below the craft, which is very interesting to me as well.
It is, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. But they're not using the term balloons of these other aircraft, are they?
They're not, and I don't believe they are. As an example, the one that was shot down over the lake was the one that they said it was also the description of the one that was seen over Montana, and a balloon could not travel that fast, even if it had propulsion system. So it's got to be some form of a craft.
Absolutely. Well, there's going to be lots of speculation, and you and I can speculate along with the best of them as to what these aircraft are, whose property they are, what their mission statement was. And, of course, there's going to be people speculating whether they're not from this Earth as well. I'm not sure we can shoot down things that are not from this Earth. There was something else we learned last week after our show last week. Cliff High, I've been following Cliff High for more than 20 years. He was discussing a Ukrainian scientist who developed a modality to track and identify objects flying in the daytime. They can't do it at night, at least not yet, that are not human or not earth-built craft. They go so fast, they don't measure their speed miles per hour. They measure their speed in the arc of the earth. How many degrees in the arc of the earth do they travel in such a period of time, which would be seconds. And these craft are described as being as large as 300 feet long, by the way. That's a pretty big aircraft, isn't it?
That is very, very large.
A football field, 300 feet, say 100 yards is a football field. And I hope there'll be more come out on that with this new modality that this Ukrainian scientist has come up with to be able to. They go so fast a human eye can't see them, by the way.
Right.
So whatever they're shooting down over these lakes, I don't believe is alien spacecraft, unless they're some of the lower tech versions of alien spacecraft. But it is kind of fun to speculate, isn't it?
Oh, it's fun to speculate, but I do agree with you. I heard that yesterday. I saw that actually online yesterday, and I don't think that a species that's able to traverse the universe would allow a Sidewinder missile to take them down.
Precisely. Absolutely. And I guess I should mention we have open lines. If somebody's got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. I heard speculation that the Chinese balloon that went over the middle of the country, including my house here, could have had an EMP on it. What I've been responding is, well, perhaps a directed EMP weapon, something at 40,000 or 60,000 feet would not be high enough to do a nationwide EMP or maybe even a regional, but it could have a directed EMP weapon on it that could knock out maybe a few square miles, such as command and control at a military base, couldn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, it certainly would not encompass the entire United States. You know, you'd have to be quite high, several hundred thousand feet to be able to do that. It could certainly do a small regional EMP, something that is of concern to me is two things. One, we know that the balloons as delivery platforms is very probable, as described by the government. You got Major Stuckenberg and a few others who have written in detail about this. But the other thing is that balloon did have the ability to go up and down in altitude, not just steer. So if it did have that capability and decided to use it, it could potentially climb to an altitude that could encompass a larger area.
Okay, well, I have limited knowledge of that type of technology with balloons, but you would have the ability to inflate the balloon with whatever helium or hydrogen to make it go up and then deflate to make it come down, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would.
Amazing. Well, all these UFO shootdowns in the last 2 weeks have been kind of caught me off guard, and we do have a break. When we get back, Andrew's going to do his weekly summary for all new listeners. Just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it. We'll be right back. the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, where you can get the exact same equipment, no difference, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles and their infrastructure at a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. Andrew, before we get your summary, let's have a caller here. We've got Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, John. A caller last week wanted to know if you were on the free satellite. And the answer is yes. That's how I listen. I don't have internet service. I don't have a smartphone. I have a little dish pointed at Galaxy 19, and I do a blind scan, so I don't know exactly what transponder it's on, but it's the numbers are 12177 vertical 2300. So RBN is on that transponder and frequency, and that's how I listen to RBN. And I
Fantastic.
Hope they stay there, because otherwise I'll be dead in the water.
Well, we have no plans of changing, I'm sure. Appreciate the call, Judy. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, now we will get the summary from Andrew. Just what in the world is EMP? How does it work, and how do we mitigate? Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. So, hi, everyone. I'm Andrew. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing here at EMP Shield. I'm going to give a quick overview of what an EMP is and how it can affect your life. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And although it sounds like it's something from a science fiction novel or movie or maybe even a video game, part of my job at EMP Shield is to help educate people and make them understand that EMP is a very real weapon. In fact, it's one of the most devastating weapons that our adversaries currently have in their arsenals. Even quite recently, countries like China and Russia in the last year have publicly threatened to use super EMP weapons against our country. And so what an EMP is, it's actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon used in the traditional sense where you see a mushroom cloud and radiation and devastation at the ground level. An EMP is actually a nuclear weapon that's detonated in the atmosphere at roughly 200 miles above the Earth. And to give you an idea of that altitude, it's about the height of the International Space Station. So this bomb is going to explode very, very high above the Earth. In fact, it's so high that during the day, there's pretty good likelihood you would not even see this happen. And what's happening is when this nuclear weapon explodes, that blast at almost the speed of light goes out in all directions. So it pushes outwards into space. It also pushes downwards towards the Earth, which creates three phases of the EMP, which is electromagnetic pulse. Now, the first two phases of an EMP, which occur very, very fast, the first phase in the nanoseconds and then the second phase in the microseconds, is created from the gamma radiation and the matter from this nuclear weapon shooting downwards towards the Earth. And what's happening is when that gamma radiation and matter hits the atmosphere, it's actually stripping all of the freed electrons from the atmosphere and shooting them down towards the Earth. This is called ionization. And basically what this means is you're going to have at a minimum of 50,000 volts per square meter being shot down towards the Earth, which, by the way, this will encompass the entire United States, the lower portion of Canada, and the upper portion of Mexico. And these electrons will induce into everything that's a conductor of electricity. So it's going to go straight into your vehicle. It's going to go straight through the structure of your house, into your Romex wiring, into your TV, into your computer. And it's even going to go into the grid and potentially cause damage. And basically what's occurring after the first two phases is pretty much anything with microelectronics, that also includes transistors, resistors, diodes, substances like silicon arsenide, and anything with microprocessors has an incredibly high likelihood of being destroyed. To put it bluntly, after a few microseconds, our way of life has completely changed as we know it. You no longer have radio communications, internet, cell phones. Pretty much everything that we rely on in our modern-day life is completely destroyed. Most modern-day vehicles will no longer run, even after the first two phases of an EMP. However, there is a third phase of an EMP, which is the E3 portion, and this is the part of the EMP which is designed to take out the power grid and our power delivery systems across the United States. And the way this phase works is that nuclear blast, as I described before, also pushes outwards into space. And what this is doing deliberately is pushing on the magnetosphere, which encompasses the Earth, and causing it to fluctuate for many hours. So the magnetosphere, because of this nuclear weapon, can fluctuate for 10 plus hours. And what this effect does is creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth, which is being induced by only very large antennas. Primarily what this means is the grid, which can be a mile, 10 miles, sometimes 50 miles long, is inducing this charge, and that charge is building across the grid over time. Now, at a certain point, the charge in the grid gets so high that critical portions of the grid, like transformers, portions of substations, eventually become destroyed, basically stopping the power from being able to be delivered across the grid. However, there's a high likelihood that the power production facilities would have already gone out after the first two phases, but should they have not been destroyed, there would, after the E3, there would be no way to deliver the power across the nation. So EMP is a very devastating weapon.
Well said, Andrew. Well said. We have a bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have two sales going on right now, Valentine's Day sales. The Valentine's sale on the Liberator Rocket Heater is $50 off. That's until midnight tomorrow night, midnight the 14th of February. The sale on the energy cleaners, the Valentine's Day sale on the energy cleaners, is $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. That also ends at midnight tomorrow night, the 14th. If you're mailing a check or money order, make sure they're postmarked no later than the 14th. And when you place your order online or with my order takers, you'll be paying full price. I refund the sale price manually. I'm not going to change my automated system for a short sale. It's just too much difficulty. My order takers on my toll-free order line won't have a clue what you're talking about. You ask about the sale, just give them your order, and I'll take care of processing it. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, the proprietor. Disregard, not the proprietor. He is with EMP Shield. You may be the proprietor someday, though, couldn't you, Andrew? You never know.
Certainly could be. I am one of the owners, but I'm certainly not the proprietor.
Absolutely. Well, another big bonus, an unanticipated bonus that was found out during the development of EMP Shield was the bonus of protection from lightning. And once that was determined that it was real and solid, the company went ahead and incorporated that into everything we do, including a $25,000 insurance policy. Right, Andrew?
That's right. You know, it's actually a funny story, but when we developed the EMP shield, it was, you know, based on the name, you can, most people can tell, it was developed for protecting, you know, operational electrical systems and electronics from the effects of EMP. But what we quickly realized is that it's also one of the best, if not the best, home lightning protection system on the market, especially for the price. We are able, because of its capabilities, its speed, and its robustness, we are able to guarantee lightning protection. And we put our money where our mouth is, and we back that with a $25,000 insurance policy, which is a standalone insurance policy. Because of the capabilities of the device, we are able to guarantee lightning protection. And it's insane how capable it actually is. You know, it will stop a direct lightning strike. And if it does not do that, and if you do take damage, the insurance policy will cover the cost of that damage. That's how certain we are of the device's capabilities.
Right. And this is an industry. Nobody else in the industry of protecting equipment from lightning is offering this kind of insurance that I'm aware of. Are you aware of any that's offering an equal insurance policy?
I'm not. And, you know, I'm not aware of anybody. And it's actually interesting. It's not even just about the insurance policy. And I challenge anybody to look this up. If you go look up any of the major surge protectors, and now clearly they won't protect you against EMP, but they want you to think that they're lightning protection systems. But if you go look in the warranties, many of them will not only cover lightning, but they also won't cover overvoltage, which is basically a power surge. So it's all in the warranty. So I challenge anybody to go look that up. And then, of course, a lot of them are not standalone warranties as well, which means you'd have to use your home's insurance policy first, and then anything remaining, you could then make a claim on theirs. But with EMP Shield, lightning is in the warranty. We say we will stop even a direct lightning strike, which you will not find. You know, we've yet to find that in any other warranty out there, and that's because of the capabilities of our device. The insurance carrier had to actually do its own research and a whole bunch of its own stuff to be able to approve this warranty, and they were able to do that because of our technology.
Absolutely. Well, it is cutting-edge technology, and these times are hard to fathom for most people, including myself, where you take we have hours and minutes and then fractions of minutes. Fractions of minutes are broken down into, was it tenth of a thousandth of a second or a millionth of a second? What is it?
So the device actually begins shunting, which means pulling the energy at half of a nanosecond, which would be 500 trillionths of a second.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of zeros.
Yes.
That's a lot of zeros.
Very fast.
How many zeros are we talking here? 12, 16? It's a bunch.
Oh, my gosh, a lot. Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of people, they don't understand, and they ask the question, well, why is speed important? Why is the device's ability to pull energy at that speed important? Well, from any perspective, but we'll talk about lightning, the faster it begins doing its job, the less energy can enter the home. And so if it's able to react at that speed, that's how quickly it's able to stop that energy from entering. So it's critical in its ability to not only protect lightning, but also be able to pull the energy, whether it's coming from the grid or induced directly into the home, pull the energy out of the system before any damage can occur. And speed is critical.
Well, the bottom line is it works. The Department of Defense gets approached by all kinds of companies wanting to sell them products, whether it's a F-15 jet fighter or wool socks. And whatever they're selling goes through before it's bought, and they get a contract. Extensive, tough testing to make sure it performs the way it's expected to perform. And the EMP Shield went through and passed all the testing protocols, didn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, so it's intensive testing. You got 461 Golf, 464 Charlie, 188, 125. And so we've been through military certified testing. It was done at Keystone Compliance. You know, it was actually an interesting trip. We were there with several other large organizations that many people know the names. I won't say them. But you know, the testing for the military certified testing is very rigorous. On top of that testing, we've also been tested by Meditech and Dr. William Radowski from the U.S. EMP Commission, who also has certified that the device is capable of doing what we claim, which is, you know, it's very important. It's very good to have him, you know, having tested the devices as well. He did help write a lot of the EMP standards, I believe 18125.1 and some of the other ones as well. And he was a senior member of the U.S. EMP Commission. And, you know, it's the device has been through a myriad of testing. It is very, very capable, and it does protect against the EMP. It'll protect your modern-day vehicles, which is, in my mind, one of the most important devices you can have, because having a running vehicle after an EMP can be the difference between life and death, especially during the winter right now.
Absolutely. Well, I talk about when I'm doing my little promotions for the EMP, I encourage people to get one for their vehicle, for their spouse, and for that youngster off to college. Youngsters off to college are typically 18 to 22 years old. They're adults on one hand. On the other, they don't have the maturity of somebody who's lived a more life. And typically, it may be 50 miles away or a couple of hundred or even 2,000 miles away from their home residence. There's no guarantee that the EMP shield will get them home, but there is certainly enhances their ability to get home dramatically, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. You know, for modern day vehicles, this is the point of the EMP shield, is your vehicle is going to continue to run even after an EMP. You know, it's actually so capable. And this is something we might have discussed before, but we actually last year had a vehicle take a direct lightning strike, which were, you know, we had not yet had a vehicle. We had thousands of homes get hit. You know, it's very effective, but we wanted to see a real-world test on a vehicle, and we were able to get it last year. A vehicle was struck and continued to drive just fine, so it is an incredibly effective device.
Was there no damage at all, or was it just minimal damage?
So there was only one thing that was damaged, which, you know, to me, I wish this didn't happen, but, you know, it's lightning. It's going to happen. We had a back right bulb go out. The back right, I believe it's the blinker bulb, went out. And that's it. Just one light bulb. The vehicle continued to function like nothing had happened.
I'll take a burnout light bulb for that kind of hit any day of the week, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, now the EMP shield is manufactured in the beautiful cornfields of Kansas, and so it's all American made. And are there any issues with supply chain issues getting the manufacturing done that you're aware of, Andrew?
So there, I wouldn't say an issue, but we do have the new EMP Shield Micro, which is a vehicle model. We have the original still in stock. We have plenty in stock of the original. But like you mentioned, we do manufacture these ourselves in Kansas. We have three production facilities here, you know, 100% American made. But because of the events that have been going on over the last week and a half, the micro, we did sell the micros. Now they are currently in production, but I don't have an ETA on exactly when they'll be available. So right now the micro is on back order. You can still order it, which for those looking, for vehicle protection, I do highly recommend the micro. It is our newest model. It's insane. The technology is incredible. It's 78% smaller than our original vehicle model with the exact same capabilities. Now, if you're not worried about space, go with the original vehicle model. It's a little bit cheaper. Has the exact same capabilities, but the micro, if you're limited on space, you have a very modern vehicle, or you're looking for motorcycle protection or ATV or anything with a small engine compartment, the micro is the better way to go. And we are in the process of producing the next batch of micros. It's just taking a little bit longer than we expected because of several things, but mainly volume is the reason why. You know, EMP protection right now is critical to have. I do recommend anybody who's listening, go to thelibertyman.com and take a look at EMP Shield. By using the link there, you're also going to save $50 per product, which we've grandfathered John into. So that means $50 every single product. You could save hundreds of dollars, potentially enough money to even buy yourself, get yourself a free EMP shield. That's how much of a discount it is. So I do recommend people take a look and start, if you haven't become aware of EMP, at least go there and start learning about it. And it could be the difference between life and death.
And that's not a flippant statement. Literally, the difference between life and death. Well, these modern vehicles with a full tank of gas have a range of 400 plus miles. And if you have 3 5-gallon cans of fuel, which could be stored in the back, that would increase the range to 800 miles. That's a substantial chunk of real estate to cover, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. I mean, it's incredible how far you can actually get on a full tank of gas with most vehicles. But, if you're like many people, if maybe you have a student who's in college, or maybe you or your spouse works an hour from home, I would not want to walk that distance in the middle of a snowstorm or in the middle of the winter, which you would be doing if you don't have EMP protection and an EMP goes off. So, having the capability of driving your vehicle home or needing to make a long trip, when other vehicles cannot function, and you're able to drive, whether it's making a run to town to get something, pick up a loved one, pick up your child from school, these are all very critical things that you're going to need a vehicle for after an EMP.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, right now on the 13th day of February, everything's functioning. The internet's functioning. The lights are on. The credit cards are working. UPS, FedEx, and Postal Service are all functioning properly. There's no guarantee it'll be that way a week or a month from now, is there?
There's not. We really don't know. I mean, we're shooting down craft over the United States currently. Any one of these could be a delivery system for EMP. We know that EMP is a huge threat. We know that our adversaries have threatened the United States with the use of these weapons very recently. It is one of the most devastating weapons in our adversaries' arsenals. This is interesting. I didn't get to mention this earlier, but to give you an idea of how devastating an EMP is, the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population would be dead within 1 year after an EMP. That's how devastating this weapon really is. Now, an EMP is not going to physically harm you, but it is going to remove the things in our lives that keep us healthy and keep us alive, like clean running water and the ability to get more food, the ability to communicate, the ability to have power. And so because of this, it is very important to protect your home, protect your backup power systems, protect your solar system, protect your vehicle. And we have over 50 models that we can protect pretty much any operational electrical system. So
I was at a meeting a week ago yesterday with some of my neighbors, and we just had a power outage that lasted 30 hours in the neighborhood, and people were talking about their backup power that they had. None of them, however, have EMP shield. It's good to have backup power, which is pretty common out here in the country. But mm-hmm. in the absence of EMP shield, you've only got half the plan carried out, don't you?
That's correct. If you're using a large generator, a backup generator for your home on an auto transfer switch, you're going to need one for that generator. You're going to want one on the home as well, because what's the point of the generator if your home's electrical system gets destroyed? You need to be able to protect your electrical systems, your backup power systems. For those that have solar, we do have devices for pretty much any variation of solar system you have, whether it's grid-tied, off-grid, or a combination system. And these are things that are critical, because when the power goes out, you need to be able to produce your own power. It's that simple.
That's right.
That important.
That's right. Well, I have pretty extensive backup power with a generator powered by propane, a bank of batteries that can run everything for 24 hours after a one-hour charge, and a bonus, hydroelectric charging as well, which goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So develop a plan and implement that plan and do it ASAP. When you're in a country, you're dependent on electricity, most places are anyway, to have running water. And in the absence of running water, things get really primitive really quickly, don't they?
They really do. Without power, you're not going to be able to pull the water. Unless you've got some kind of a gravity-fed system or some other system in place, you're not going to be getting water.
That's right. That's right. Well, I have a manual pump backup on my well in case I need it. I got a pond not too far away that I could boil and filter that water. But as I've been telling people for decades, you know you're in civilization when you can take a hot shower, don't you?
That's so true. Yes, that is true.
So, ladies and gentlemen, EMP Shield devices are in stock in beautiful state of Kansas, ready for immediate shipment with a $50 discount, since my listeners have been grandfathered in, $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Here's our last break. We'll have Andrew give a summary when we get back. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Andrew, we keep moving forward. You do quite a bit of travel, both CONUS and international. It's more a matter of you don't need to convince people that EMP works. It's just a matter of working out the details when you make these trips, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, many people are waking up and they understand the importance of EMP protection. They understand the threat. So hopefully people listening today are starting to wake up as well. You know, a lot of people probably heard about EMP over the last week, and that's primarily because, you know, it's been described in many references by, you know, organizations about using a balloon as a EMP delivery system, which is very real, by the way. Using a balloon is a very good way to deliver EMP, and we need to be very cognizant of that. But if you're not aware of what EMP or electromagnetic pulse is, I do recommend going to thelibertyman.com and start learning about it. There's a place there where it talks about EMP, EMP shield, and, you know, if you use the link, you are going to save an incredible amount of money, $50 off per product. So people need to start learning about this, understanding that it is a very, very real weapon. It is a weapon of mass destruction, and there is ways to protect yourself using EMP shield.
Well, that's right. I agree with you, your earlier statement. I've never seen us so close. I was a teenager when we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. I got home from junior high school, and President Kennedy was talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was really scary at that point in time. But here we are now, more than half a century later, and what's taking place now, I think, is far closer to World War III than what happened in the Cuban Missile Crisis. What do you think, Andrew?
I agree as well. I think we're, and I hope it's not the case, but I think we are very close, sadly.
Well, sadly is right. And I can't change these events at that level. I wouldn't pretend to. What I can do is inform people, educate people, and help them to make informed decisions about what they need to do to protect their families. And that's what you can do also, can't you, Andrew?
That's right. That's absolutely right. You can protect yourself. This isn't something that you need to depend on anybody else for. You can get your own EMP protection for your vehicles, your homes, your backup power systems, and it's available right now. You know, we mentioned a lot on the show, but it could be a difference of a matter of a nanosecond, and you will no longer be able to have this protection. That's how quickly an EMP occurs, and there's no warning. There's nothing you can do. When it happens, it's going to happen. And so order now while you have the ability to do it. We ship, it's free shipping. We ship anywhere in the continental United States for free. It takes on average 2 business days to get to you. So you can order it right now and have it very quickly.
That's right. That's right. It's all it takes. Well, Andrew, I hope you'll be with us next Monday, because sometimes you're gone due to your trips, but thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Top of the hour break. It will be Firearms Monday when we come back. Stay tuned.
Will conclusively prove George Soros's role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, yeah, indeed.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.